You're listening to the Everything Swallow podcast with Sean and Shayna Swallow. If I ever need a pick-me-up, I just listen to this on my phone. I'm listening to this at work. I swear to you, I am. I listen to this at work.
House roll. That's right, it's the Swallow.
And your fluffy shoes.
Cause the Swallows are here.
And we make every guest sit right through it.
Make yourself comfortable.
That's nice, isn't it?
Can I go?
Yeah, you want me to send you that?
Yeah. The Swallows are here.
All right, all right.
That's so
the Swallows
funny.
Are here, but again, we are not alone. In the house, we've got with us Monty Jonesy.
Yes.
How are you, bud?
I'm good. I'm good.
All right, I'm going to turn you up. I'm going to turn that down.
All right.
Okay.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, now, you and I have known each other for a few years. So I will just start right out at the gate and let you know. Thanks for driving in this impromptu blizzard.
It wasn't a blizzard until I hit the block.
Yeah, until you hit our neighborhood.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't have. I would have been like, hey, you want to
reschedule?
Oh, yeah, I know, totally. So maybe we'll talk fast, but still have fun, because it's coming down.
Yeah.
That really surprised me.
Down.
Yeah, and I live on the other side of the state.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Right?
Yeah, it goes all the way, like Green Valley.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, way out there by the airport. Yeah.
All right, well, I can't thank you enough for coming all the way over
it's all
here
good, man.
To
you
the
call.
South side of the world.
Yeah, you call. I'm there, man.
Be with us.
We used to do some things back in the day.
We did. We had some fun. So we met at the radio station when we were both working there at that time.
Yeah.
I'm not exactly sure. I think you were working for the radio station that got fired or came. I don't exactly know how she ended up on my side, but it was
a lot of stuff going on.
Divine connection.
Yeah. It was a lot of stuff going on during that time, but it was fun. It was fun. And I really enjoyed working with Alice, coming over there working with you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun.
It was an experience.
Yeah. And that was my first time really being on real air.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it went pretty good.
I think you
had me taste the hottest pepper.
Right. Oh, I remember that.
They knew I was new and didn't know anything. Uh-huh. They're like, go taste the hot pedal and jump off the roof.
Yeah. That's right.
Exactly. Yeah. And I'm like, okay.
No problem.
I want this. I want this.
I'm like, I'll be on air.
That's exactly right.
I think that was the Pocky chip or Pocchio chip or something. That was the hell pepper.
The hell.
Death Reaper, Reaper Pepper Death Chip.
Yeah.
From hell.
Yeah, and you brought me some milk and all that good stuff.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, I don't know what I was thinking.
Yeah, no, you don't. You get caught up in the moment.
Yeah.
And then there you are, burning your face off.
Then I got in trouble for going over there and being...
Yeah? Being funny?
Yeah. They was like, hey, are you on KS107.5 side or Alice's side?
Right.
You got to choose. You know what? Better yet, you don't even want this.
Yeah,
I was like, I do. That's why I ate the chip.
That's great.
I ate that freaking chip too, and that shit was hot.
You
man.
Can't be funny on both shows.
No, right. No. Pick your funny has got to be loyal.
I love it. To.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a lot of fun when you were interning with the show. We actually had a lot of fun with you. You were willing to get in there and. Scoof up.
Yeah, man.
Eat the pepper.
Yeah. Whatever it took.
That's right.
That's exactly how I always was too. Whatever it took, give me the pepper.
I looked at it like it was sorority or something, you know. You guys could have like branded some stuff.
Right. Branded.
It was hazing.
Yeah.
You were
whatever.
Going through hazing. Yeah, absolutely.
Totally.
Like, what the fuck? Boom.
Well, at that time, I knew you wanted to be on air, you know, like all the rest of us, you know what I mean? We want to host our own thing. And now that's kind of, is that what you're known for now? Is you're kind of hostess with the mostest?
Yeah. I do a lot of hosting, but, you know, that the hosting word is used so freely now.
Yeah.
You know, people be like, if they throw a party, like, I'm hosting. But I'm a comedian host. So when I host, I do my set, I tell jokes.
You're an entertainer, hoster.
Yeah.
Hoster and entertainer.
Hoster guy.
Love it. Like in between at the Grammys and stuff. guy right. comes right. out, yeah. tells some jokes, make everybody laugh.
Right.
Buy everybody a little time.
Yeah, yeah. You make the
crowd
the monologue.
Make the crowd comfortable.
Uh-huh.
And you know, just make sure everybody's having a good time. Make
yeah.
sure the show is running good and all that good stuff.
That's
know?
An important job.
Yeah.
A very important job.
That's fun. Okay.
Yeah. Well, when I went to American Idol a bunch of years ago, mm-hmm. it was the live show. And in between sets, man, that guy came out and told jokes and got the crowd all hopped up and hyped right. up so that they were ready for the
The know, host the can definitely make or break a show.
Oh, yeah.
Period.
Big
the
time.
Host has to be good. I mean, no matter what. Even if, you know, as far as comedy, even if, like, the headliner bombs or something, if the host is good, everything will be all right.
Right.
People will come back.
Yeah.
And if you're sharp as a host, then you can use him flopping and you're
right.
set.
You'd be like, you see that?
Exactly.
What he did? Oh, my
totally.
God.
I can say that's true. Like, when we've gone to Comedy Works, too, like, you see some of the opening acts, and if they're not very good and the host is really funny, you kind of just forget
right.
about the yeah. guy who wasn't so funny.
Yeah.
Willing to forgive.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
The flop. now, you just hosted something on the 8th.
On the 8th.
Okay, I actually have.
I was in Ohio. Or no, was it my? Yeah, it was my show.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so I do a bi-monthly show at the Cash Bar, Six and Chambers.
Okay.
And, yeah, that was my last show, Silly Saturdays.
Silly Saturdays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Twice a month.
Okay, that's
so
cool.
That's,
you just do that seasonally?
Twice a month.
Just all year?
Every
wow.
second and fourth Saturday.
Oh, that's pretty fun. You get all kinds of guests to come in.
Yes. Yeah.
Are they all comedians?
Yeah, they are. The one guy in the middle he's like a national poet, but he wanted to try to do comedy, so I gave him a chance.
Yeah.
Hakeem?
Yeah.
Okay. How was he? How'd he do?
He was okay. He was dressed like Prince with a mix. I mean, it was a statement. He was making a statement. He could have left. He was dressed like Prince, but it looked like he had went to the Goodwill
okay.
and got it from the. And I know that look because I shop at the Goodwill.
So you seen it?
Yeah, I was like, no, he didn't. But you know, he did good. I mean, he's got great presence and he's a smart guy and stuff like that. So
yeah.
you know, he couldn't really just go wrong because he's already a great poet. But
that's awesome.
Yeah.
So you let amateurs get in there at all, or is these are all
yeah,
folks?
Yeah, that... I, you know, I'll give anybody 5 minutes. I'll give anybody 5 minutes and give them a shot if they serious about it.
Oh, yeah, Sean's yeah, got
I've always
stand
thought
up.
About it. I always have. I keep yeah. notes on my phone and stuff when I make myself laugh. That's
right.
so funny, and I take a note.
Yeah. Hey, and it's a good tester, too, because
yeah.
if you want, you know, I
if
had
you're
one
not
guy.
Funny,
I had,
you'll
I had
know.
A funny story. So I had a guy. He was like me at the radio station when I started. And he's like, man, I really want to do this, man. Anything you need, I got you. And I'm like, oh, okay. And so at the time, I didn't have a car or nothing. So he was picking me up.
Brilliant.
He was driving me around, this and that. You know, anything I needed, this and that. And I'm
yeah.
like, you ready? No. So it took him about 2 months.
Okay. Driving you around?
Yeah, to get his 5 minutes together.
Yeah.
And then he went on stage and he started talking and. Then he got nervous and then left. He did like a minute and a half.
Oh, and then he's gone.
And never came back.
You never even came back?
No.
You had to. How'd you get home?
No. I had a car. I had a car by then.
Okay.
But when we started, look, I was stunned. I'm like, oh, how did I get home? No, but he works with my sister now. But
that's funny.
Yeah, he you know, some people just
yeah.
5 minutes is a long time.
Yeah,
it's a lot longer than you think.
5 minutes is a long time.
As for me, I'm always counting down. You know, 5 minutes is a long time.
Yeah,
I think I could do it though. If I couldn't at 3 minutes, I'd just start singing or making fun of people.
Yeah.
I mean, I would just because I always feel like I feel like I could be that guy. Just get up there with just a little bit of material to work with, and then jib jab kind of vibe.
It goes in your mind
you
like
know?
That.
Yeah.
It sounds good in your
yeah.
mind, but it really takes
until you're there.
Time on the job
yeah.
to be
yeah.
able to do that.
Yeah, I bet. And you got to have a participatory crowd.
Yeah.
You got a duds out there. And
yeah.
Then you're, oh, yeah. Who's there in the back row?
Right.
That's the hardest. If they're just dud
the thing
audience.
About my crowd is that they're a good crowd, but, you know, they kind of, they'll look at you like,
He ain't funny.
Oh, yeah. They're still expect a good show. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, you got to kind of dig it out of them. It's a little tougher than like a comedy club.
Right. Yeah, right. They don't have two drinks in them already?
They might, yeah. I try to give them time to get some drinks in them.
Someday. But I've always thought about it, but I don't know. I could get a lot
of people who've never been to a comedy show.
Oh, yeah? Well, that's good.
And then so they don't even know, like, you know, proper etiquette.
Right.
They're like, hey, what?
Oh, right. Yeah, they
just, wait. Say that again. Did you hear what he said?
Oh, yeah. That's still good.
Ooh, girl, you ain't gonna be saying that. just that last show, I had a group. It was her birthday, and it was a group of ladies, and it's about five or six of them, and they, they were talking through the whole show.
They were tough, huh?
But it was good. It was good though, because it wasn't like they were heckling.
Yeah,
they just didn't give a fuck.
Yeah, they were just having a good time.
Can we cuss on here?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We're on the web.
Okay.
I love it.
Yeah, so they were just there having a good time. Yep. And if something caught their ear, they get a chuckle. But mostly they were just in their own world partying it up.
Yeah,
that's still distracting if you're up there trying to make a joke.
Yeah. It can be, but, you know, it's part of the job.
Then don't you just kind of pull them in, make fun of them too?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Tease them a little bit as well.
You could do it. Shayna, you could.
What, stand up?
Yeah.
Oh, I think I could.
Oh, you're funny.
I am funny. You got to be courageous, though.
Yeah.
You know, can't get cold feet. Yeah. Can't lose your thought.
See, and I can barely keep my thoughts.
Yeah.
That's why I thought if I could get up there and riff on a guitar and make fun of it. Okay. What town are you from? Ohio, aren't you silly? Something like that. You must be dumb.
Yeah.
Something like that.
So how long have you been doing that show? It's at the Casbah?
Yeah. I started, it's going to be 5 years here. May I started throwing shows, but I think I did the last two and a half, three years at the Casbah.
How fun.
Yeah.
That's pretty exciting. You get to meet all kinds of new people and bring in new acts reach out to other people that you haven't, you know, gotten to communicate with or network with.
Yeah. I definitely, now I'm definitely seeing my taste of comedy and comedy starting to come. You know, when I first started, it was like, just the biggest name I can afford.
Right.
You know, this and that. And then, you know, there was a shift once I started doing it. Then there was a little shift, and, you know, like now I'm kind of booking people who I personally think are hilarious.
Yeah,
and
that's good.
Funny and
yeah, that's pick and good. Choose.
Yeah,
that's nice.
That's so better though. I think that's better.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it like opens up so many more people to you.
Yeah,
you know, you have to research people.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, from that show on the Casbah, I mean, this took me to Canada.
Really?
You know,
that's cool.
To India.
Oh, you are?
Are you being invited there to perform?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Just from networking, just from doing what you're doing.
Networking, people seeing what you're doing.
Yeah, like what you do.
And wanting to work with you. And
how exciting is that when you got asked the first time to travel? Come and travel.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
Be funny over here.
When was the first time? It was actually really fun. I had like a out-of-body like experience. I went to Kissimmee, Florida, I think it was, and I was on the beach, and I was sitting on the beach, and I was like, and it was the first time, like, and I don't think I'll ever get it again, but it was the first time I was like, I felt like you could enjoy your success a little bit.
Yeah.
And it's not like I didn't just done everything in the world or nothing, but you know, to be able to travel and be on the beach for telling jokes.
Yeah.
It's pretty.
Yeah.
That's pretty exciting. Right.
Yeah. And I actually dropped a tear and everything.
Yeah. I could see it, kind of revel in it for just a sec.
Well, and when you're doing your dream, you know, you're doing your passion, your desire is. Right. And it's like, I'm here. This is freaking awesome. You should be proud of yourself.
Yeah.
Totally.
Like, and you should.
Paid me to do this. I'm here.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then, you know. I haven't enjoyed a moment after that.
No, it's been work. It's just been all downhill work since then. Can you be funny in Canada?
They're real nice. It's like a comedy club. They laugh at everything.
Huh. Huh. They're all hopped up on maple syrup.
Yeah, yeah. That's what makes them so happy and
that's
excited.
That's why they're so happy. Jittery.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't know that they're
came,
jittery.
They came ready to laugh.
That's
they
awesome.
They did. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, good for you.
I'm going, well, no. Maybe. We'll see.
Well.
But I'll be back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll be back.
So do you have a, I'm sure you do, but like your final goal, or are you just riding it? You're just like, your goal was to do it, and now you're doing it. You're just...
Yeah, I'm just enjoying it, man, because you never know where it's going to take you, you know, whatever.
Right.
You know what I mean? I set little individual goals, but I keep them kind of reserved a little bit.
Yeah.
Because, you know, today everybody's monkey see, monkey do.
Yeah,
you
absolutely.
Set a goal, be like, yeah, I want to do that too. And oh, now you boy. Done looked up and you didn't add it.
Yeah.
1,000 people...
Yeah,
we know.
One the same goal.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I would have hired you, but yeah. We got this.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, totally. I know exactly how it is. Yeah,
yeah.
Got to kind of keep it close to the chest.
Yeah,
that's cool.
But yeah, I'm enjoying it, man. Definitely.
Well, I just looked up the venue for this weekend, the Temple Denver that you're doing for Yellow Beezy.
Yeah,
and this is Sunday, February the 16th, and this venue is awesome. It's big.
It's really nice. A friend of mine I work with, he's kind of my brand manager. He does parties there and books the acts and different stuff like that. And he does like a black party, an annual black party there. He's done a few different things, and it's huge.
Nah. Well, it looks big.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you're expecting a sellout crowd.
Oh, yeah.
And tell me exactly what it is. So this isn't a comedy show.
No.
This is a music show.
Yeah, he's a rapper. He's a hip-hop artist. He's on BET.
Okay.
This, a Spotify, everything like that. I'm sure he's like a platinum artist, working with all the big names.
That's awesome.
That genre. Yeah.
So will you do your set and all that then, too?
I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do, but I'm definitely going to add something to it because, you know, I know they had different hosts and stuff, but they haven't had me host, a comedian. So I'm going to add something definitely to the show.
Got to make it fun.
Got a plan.
Yeah. Get everyone.
Maybe dress like Prince.
With the booty out.
With the booty.
Like, oh my God, he stole the show.
And every once in a while, just scoot out on stage during one of the songs.
That's right.
And scoot through.
Yeah. And poop.
Yeah, right.
just drop a Milky Way.
Silly.
So this is going to be awesome. That's just going to be a cool show.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I'm really excited. It's my girl's birthday and a couple people's birthday. So, yeah, we're going to have fun.
Oh, it's going to be cool.
Celebrate.
It's going to be a blast.
But I'm going to Washington the day before.
Holy mackerel.
And I'm hosting another concert for Plies.
Really?
Yeah.
This weekend?
Yeah, so between now and then, you're going to D.C.?
Friday.
Or Washington State?
Washington, D.C.
D.C.
Yeah.
To host an event. And then coming back, host one on Sunday.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, fun, man. Fun.
Now, do you get to take your girl with you? You have girlfriend, you get to take her with you?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's fun. Traveling, staying in hotels, like a baller.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Put me on the 20th floor.
Yeah, right.
As high as you can get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, so it's a good time, man. It's good. I like D.C., though. D.C. is one of my favorite cities, really. The food is good. You know how people just kind of say that?
Mm-hmm.
Did you grow up here?
Yeah, I grew up right here. Yeah, I've been to D.C. for a week once, but I didn't get experience much.
But a lot of people always are like, the food is so good other places, like we can't cook and stuff like that. But, yeah, it's kind of true.
Yeah, well, it's true in this house. We don't cook.
No.
So, yeah, no, not very much.
Not anymore.
No. Yeah, we used to, but kind of lost the flair.
We
just eat frozen White Castles.
Spicy chips. You used to eat them chips still, chips.
Yeah, the spicy chips. Yeah, well, I lost all my taste buds when I ate that chip, the Ghost Reaper. Someone's asking if you needed an assistant for travel. They're very, very helpful.
Man, they laugh
at everything.
Not yet.
Right.
I'm still kind of broke right now. I can't do the MC Hammer thing. Where you take the whole.
Totally. Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm sure your girl's first in line. If anyone's gonna get on the payroll to be helping you out on the road.
Yeah, she got her own hustle though.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's pretty fun. It would be fun to travel around.
Well, I want to just let everyone know. I want to say it now, and then we'll talk about it at the end. You can get tickets still at eventbrite.com for this event on Sunday at the Temple in Denver. Temple. Or you can go to thetemple.com. I looked it up, and they have tickets there as well. Yeah. So
it's going to be fun.
It's going to be awesome.
Fun, man. Yellow Beezy, I don't know. He really is one of my favorite artists. Like,
oh, we should play some. Let me look some up.
You know, he came out with the song, "That's On Me, Baby."
Okay.
And I was like, yeah. The song was saying, they be lying on me.
Uh-huh.
That's on me, baby.
That's on
me. I felt it because I was like, yeah, they lying. People be lying on me. Not that they was, but if they... Yeah, whatever they might say, they lie.
Right. Hey, they're lying. Don't believe anything
they say. They're lying on me. You can relate to that.
That's right.
Totally. Genius.
That's great.
Yellow Beezy. That's not him.
Mm-mm, that's White Beezy. That's White Beezy.
That's White Beezy.
Oh, no, that is. I guess that is him. See? He's genius. You can't not have white folks on your video without... That's why he's brilliant.
I love it.
PMG Entertainment.
PMG. There you go.
All right, let's...
Interesting. I wonder if everyone can hear it. I can hear it really well.
I can't. I thought we were sharing headphones because I'm nice. Can't.
No, they can't hear it.
No, it's weird.
Okay.
Nope, they can't hear it. Well, that's no good.
But we can see it.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. Well, if you could hear it, it's really good.
And it's Yellow Beezy.
Yellow Beezy.
Yeah.
Not yellow.
No.
Like the yellow brick road.
Right. Yeah.
Like I wrote it down.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty fun, though. He's young. He's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun show. Temple's a big place.
I just noticed him like 2 months ago. I'm like, he keeps coming with good songs.
Yeah, yeah. And now that's fun. You'll get to work with him. Maybe you'll get to work with him again.
I hope so.
You know?
I don't know. You know, we'll see how everybody's acting.
Yeah. Yeah, you never know until you get in. Yeah.
Thanks, Dina Jo.
What'd she say?
She called me a cracker. That's a funny joke around here.
Sean's a white guy.
My guy said, this guy is a hoot. LOL. I don't know what that means.
That's pretty great.
Well, awesome. It's going to be a great show. I was going to like just chit-chat with you about stuff and like, you know, bring up some Valentine's Day because I know you got a girlfriend and you're going to be traveling, but you still got to do something nice for your girl and maybe she should do something nice for you. But it's a fucking blizzard out there.
Yeah.
And so I don't want to keep you too long.
I mean, we might as well grasp a moment while we're here. You know what
okay,
I mean?
Good.
If I can't get out the driveway, I just...
Get in the hot tub.
That's it. We're getting in the hot tub.
Couch.
That's it.
I'll find a couch.
We got two empty rooms. No one lives here now. We're empty nesters now.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's nice.
What's up.
Yeah. And so what we're able to do is whatever the hell we want. Have any kids.
That's pretty nice.
Yeah.
Is it nice?
Pretty fun. Yeah, it's very nice.
So y'all got some cruises on the way and stuff like that or what?
No, not yet.
Nope.
No, not yet. Just right now we're doing a podcast and a fashion show is coming up.
Shayna's got a fashion show coming up.
Other than that.
And, so I also do my own little emceeing for fashion shows and for different stuff. I'll host whatever it is. But I haven't had the balls to bring in any of my jokes yet. You know what I mean? Because I
it
feel
takes
like,
time.
Yeah, because mine are probably dirty. You know, by the end of it, I'm talking about something out of control.
Yeah.
All right. What was it called? It's
That's on Me. I think that was his first.
I figured out what happened.
He's got one with Chris Brown. I really like too.
That's the problem. See, the problem is us trying to play it through the computer.
Yeah, and not the phone.
And not the phone.
Yeah, which you're the super producer, too.
I know.
Yeah,
I got really excited, man. I got all...
So you don't work over there no more, huh?
I'm not at Alice any longer, no. Yeah. I just decided I'd had enough of that morning show, mm-hmm. and they didn't really have anywhere else for me to go.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, well then, I'll find a place for me to go. And mm-hmm. this is something that we wanted to do for a long time. So, yeah. we did it.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Yeah, see? Now they can hear it. Don't rap at me, walk right up on your opponent. For rapping and trapping, I'm truly
the king. Instead trying to see how I do everything. That's T.I. right there. The business, the politics, the realists, they used to take risks with the shit on the interstate.
I just don't think I can keep up. That's my problem with rap. Wait, what was what he's
saying? I don't know what they're saying either.
Oh, okay, good. So it's not, okay.
You just bob, your head. Yeah, we don't know. Nobody knows. No. We don't. You're safe there.
Okay, good, because I've always been like, shit, I know he said something good back there. He said something about pussy. I love that.
I even got a joke about that. Talking about not knowing what they talking about.
Yeah.
Okay. Just bobbing their head.
And then you just jump in here. It's all me,
baby. It's on me, baby.
She leaking on me like Cool Whip. See, now they're grateful that I figured out how to make it work.
No, he's talking about you leaving the show.
Oh. The best thing I ever did was leave the show. Oh, thank you. You know what? I've been so happy since I left that show.
And I bet.
I had actually today there was a guest in studio who was like, "Oh my God, you're Sean Swallows," and she's like, "You just seem so happy." And I said, "I am. When I leave my job now, I feel like empowered and good about myself and excited about what I've done for the day, as opposed to beat down and like, oh shit, what's coming up next day? You know what I mean?
What's the new policy? And
what's the new mood?
Right. What's the dread?
The dread.
So, which is very cool."
Yeah.
All right, so that's...
I want to hear the joke.
What's the joke?
He's got a joke about it, about not knowing what they're saying in the rap songs.
Oh, pull the song up.
What is the song?
Lifestyles.
All right, who is it? It's...
Rich Gang.
All right, Rich Gang.
Yeah. since we're on it, since you want to hear it.
I want to hear it, yeah.
It's fine. I need to retire this joke anyway.
How do you decide that? How do you decide, like... Okay, this is, you know.
I think it's retirable in Denver.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's been played?
Enough? I've done it, yeah. Oh. I've done it a lot of times. See, so you gotta have three things for a good beat. You gotta have a dope hook.
Got like 4 ounces in the 20.
You gotta have some swag, and you gotta make sure don't nobody know what you're talking about. So watch. Lifestyle.
Straight from the bottom to the top, my lifestyle. Living life like a beginning,
this is only beginning. What the hell was that? What the? Wait, stop it. Stop. He said, we live with the deposition.
Yes.
He didn't say no vowels.
No, he did it. No,
A-E-I-O-U.
That wasn't even a Middle Eastern language.
I think that's the key to a great... People have to... You have to use your imagination and put in there what you think is he's saying.
Yeah.
And then it's your own song.
That's brilliant. I love it.
You know what I mean? Style. Style. This is only beginning. Puffing on clouds, niggas still
wow. I would never have stumbled upon this song.
Yeah,
it's brilliant.
He's pretty rich off of this song. Even though I ain't gonna hit it, I'ma still make sure that she does. I don't know what.
It's just so many audible words in this.
He was probably really hyped up and just like this is your bitch.
For my daughters and all my sons, bitch. I love it.
That is so great.
That is Rich Gang lifestyle.
Kind of want it in my playlist. I just kinda,
yes.
And it's got the sick beat.
It does.
It's got that sick hard drop.
And it's got beat, the hook.
And it's got the hook.
Because it comes back around, you're like, and, I know this part.
And it's got, we don't know what the hell he's talking about, too.
Yeah. And like Big Rick, Rich just said, he says it with such conviction.
Right. You see him just like,
he owns it.
A president, like, he's speaking, he's be like, zip, 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 zip.
Hey. Oh my God.
They be like, yeah.
I could do that and throw out all my crackers, say.
He be like, zip, 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 make America great again. They be like, yeah.
That's kind of what he's doing. That's what they're all doing.
That is hilarious.
Oh, thank
man.
You for that. Yeah. Thank you. I'm writing that down. Rich kid. That's great.
Don't let me come back next week and this is your theme song.
Oh, no. No.
Like, listen, we put everybody through this.
Yeah.
I know. In the world.
I might start listening to more rap now.
Who's that? The old singer, the old black man that used to like...
Scat.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like kind of like a new
a
scat.
Rap scat.
Yeah, a rap scat.
Rap scat.
Dang. A rap scallion.
Okay. That was
so that'd
funny.
Be funny. You probably interview him. He'd be like, well, I got it from the scat.
Yeah, right. Maybe so. I'm scatting. Yeah. Now, I don't think you need to retire that joke.
No,
funny. I think it's.
Yeah. But it's good. It does good.
Yeah.
Around everywhere.
That's the first overseas. Time I'm hearing it. Yeah. And, you know what I mean? But and it made me tear cry. Cry a tear.
Tear cry.
That cracked me up.
Oh, my God.
I'm saving that song. It's going in your playlist.
Yeah, that's funny. Because every time we hear it, we're going to be like, yeah. But listen to this song.
Yeah. And we'll be singing it. We'll be singing it before you know it. You're singing the Zip and the Zaps.
Zip and the Zap.
I love it.
Oh, brilliant. That's great.
Well, I want to ask you a few questions just as because you're a comedian. How long does it take you like to put together a set?
Well, I mean, that's a hard question because there's different sets. There's 5-minute sets.
Right.
And there's 45-minute sets. And then
yeah. How do you do a 45-minute set?
Wow.
You don't get a break in there.
No.
Yeah.
No, it's really time on the job.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really you just getting on that stage, trying jokes.
Like, do you script it out?
Yeah, somewhat. You know what I mean? You'll have kind of where you want to go.
Yeah.
Kind of just like radio. You have like topics that you want to touch on, and then you kind of improv it in between there and
see how your crowd is.
Yeah, and you know, go off the top of your head. But yeah, it takes time. It takes time to build. You know. A big set.
Do you even remember when you get off stage?
Do I remember what?
Your set.
What you've said?
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much, but I try to record everything.
Yeah.
So then I can go back and look at it and kind of critique it because sometimes you're like, man, I was hilarious on that joke. And then you look at it and be like, wait. Did nobody laugh?
Yeah.
Joke.
Yeah, right.
Did nobody laugh? Wait, hold on. You know, whatever.
Edgar asked in the room, how do you know when you've got a joke that's going to kill or that's going to go well?
It's just, you know, a lot of times it's a feeling.
Yeah.
You know, you just know. Once you start doing it, you're like, oh, I like that.
Yeah.
You know, and then, you know.
Kind of test it out a little bit here and there.
Yeah, you just test it out. Yeah.
See what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, do you do town specific jokes?
Yeah.
Do you like research the town and be like, oh, I hear a lot of people here.
Yeah, I've got about 3 or 4 jokes that I can take anywhere and
morph into
ask
wherever
a couple
you're at.
Questions about the neighborhood and put it and make it relate to them.
Into there. Yeah. Now that's smart. That's smart.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of building a story.
Yeah.
Yes.
They'd be like, dang, he knows who we are.
Right.
Right.
And I don't know what the hell is going on.
Right. That's good, though. Yeah.
Right.
That's
I wouldn't have thought about that.
No.
Putting it together like that, you know, having kind of a little blueprint that you can throw in anywhere you are.
Yeah.
That's pretty fun. Yeah. I don't know. I think it'd be so scary to be up there. Kind of. Yeah. Do you drink?
No.
No?
I can't drink.
Okay.
No, I have a shot or two, and then my words start slurring and stuff like
that. Oh, yeah.
For some reason.
So. Yeah, that's not me. So I wait until if I'm hosting my own show, I wait until, like, the last act, and then I'll start having a drink. But, yeah, I tried to do that. Like, let me just get drunk and...
Right, or just catch a small little...
Just be myself.
Be funny.
Yeah, right.
Just going, and then I was like, I would do that. And they're like, what is he saying?
It's this Rich Gang.
He's trying to bite Rich Gang style. He said, Nene.
Yeah, you know, sometimes there are those, the alcohol goes right to your mouth.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I mean? And even before you start to feel buzz, you can start to get a little.
Right.
Yeah.
I think
feel like I sound drunk all the time. So it works for me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Right. I'm always kind of droopy. That's because I'm stoned all the time, probably.
Yeah. Hey.
Since I came out of the womb, I was stoned. Oh,
yeah. And I haven't tried the hot. I haven't tried the smoke.
No, you haven't?
Mm-mm.
Well, you might.
Though.
Yeah, totally. Don't.
Oh, shit,
oh, that's
sorry.
All right. You don't.
Sorry.
Shayna just locked into the room.
I was locked in earlier.
Oh, it kicked you out?
I think so.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Shayna got kicked out. So a lot of people are getting kind of kicked in and out of their room. We can't figure it out. We think it's a glitch in the app. The app has addressed it to one of our listeners, reached out to the app, and they said they're working on an update to fix it.
Yeah.
And for some reason, some of my stuff is in Chinese. But whatever.
Wow. Speaking of apps are the way of the future, man.
Totally.
My manager, he's a vice president of an app called Slyby.
Slyby?
Yeah, it's a fashion entertainment app. Hasn't launched yet. Appraised to be worth $100 billion in 3 years.
Wow.
And the technology is insane.
Wow.
Yeah.
So watch for that to hit the market.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I actually told him when I was coming up there, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to do this. He like, you better tell him about, he better have us on there because we're about to take over the world. I'm like, wait,
yep.
You're my manager, man.
Yeah.
What the hell?
That's why you get to come on first.
Uh-huh.
Right.
But I want to be a part of a $1 billion app.
Right.
Yes.
Anyways.
Yes. A lot of big wigs.
Swipe by.
Involved.
Fly by. Sly by.
Sly
by.
Yes.
Sly by. I get it. It's like buying something on the sly. That's what I think it's about. Purchasing on the sly. Sly by.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sly B, not B, B-Y-E. Like, bye. But Sly B-U-Y.
Oh.
Sly by.
We'll see.
Look at me.
It's B-U-Y, but that was still sounded smart.
Yeah, it did.
That was Rich Gang. That was Rich Gang-ish.
So, yeah, no. I went around a big circle to get somewhere we all were at.
It's been pretty great, yeah.
Yeah.
Great, man.
Yeah, so to go all the way back to your question, I left that radio station. We started this podcast, and now I'm working in television and doing behind-the-scenes production and working with anchors and just having a good time in TV.
Yeah,
fun? It's super fun.
Yeah.
You know, hanging out, working with the guests and getting to meet cool people and just getting to be around a whole new crowd of people that enjoy what they do.
It was fun.
And are proud of what they do and what they present to the world.
Right.
And that's cool.
Yeah.
Because that's what we're all about.
Yeah. We went to the Christmas party, the holiday party.
Yeah.
And we walked in and I told Sean, yeah, this is where we should be.
Totally.
We should be in TV.
Were they wild?
Yeah, they were just fun. Yeah. Mm. Just fun inviting people.
Yep. Very fun. And wild in a different way.
Yeah.
Holiday parties are fun because, like, you'll see somebody and they're real quiet at work and then they'll get some drinks and they're like, hey, no, come here.
Yeah.
You are so awesome.
I saw you.
Yeah. And then you get back to work and they're like,
yeah, exactly. I don't remember that conversation.
That is true.
I don't remember
it. It was a holiday party, man.
Yep. Did talk to a couple people at the holiday party. Mm. Very friendly that I had never spoken to at the office. You know, so that goes.
Yeah. Well, and it kind of sets it up later a little. Like in this setting, it was different because then you meet people there and then you talk to them at work.
Right.
Yeah. As to where the last place it was.
Other way around.
Yeah.
But you're becoming quite a little local celebrity yourself, so.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
I hate the local word.
Why?
Why?
Local just sounds like a rapper that needs to give up.
You're just from here.
Yeah.
Ah.
I like to be, you know,
that makes sense.
Denver. You kind of Denver.
Right.
Yeah. I just hate the local word.
It makes sense, though. It seems
limiting.
It's got a little bit more clout when you're introduced as a Denver comedian as opposed to local comedian,
right?
Or local musician.
You can even say international.
Right. Yeah.
Us too. This is an international podcast. We have listeners in Canada. We have a lot of friends up north. Right. Sweden, Ireland, Iran, Iraq, China. Awesome.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Australia,
down under. They listen from the fire.
China? They're listening from China?
Totally. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
It's
is that coronavirus? Is it go airways?
No.
Oh, okay. All
right. This is the only thing keeping them healthy is this podcast. That's what's keeping them sane. Because they're all, quarantined. And they're like.
Somebody said they made that up just to keep people from
going to China.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Anything's
wonder.
Possible. Did you see how they built
except
that?
Except for all the people trapped on the boat. Those poor people.
Oh, yeah. The poor people like Gilligan's Island. Those poor
those
people.
Poor people.
Did you see how they built a hospital for 1,000 beds in like 4 days or some crap, a week over there?
That's crazy.
Yeah, we need to get their building plans.
Yeah, no
kidding. They put together a hospital for 1,000 beds in it. And I think it was a week.
Yeah. Wow. And they use bamboo scaffolding.
Yeah, I don't know what. Yeah,
they do.
They do use that. They still with rope.
Yeah,
tie it together.
Yeah, fast. Super strong.
Oh, super fast, super strong. This is going down a bad path.
I so wanted to jump in there. I'm like, no, it's not appropriate.
Good job, just staying away from it. Yeah, you did a good thing there, Monty.
I was serious.
You did a good thing.
Either I was about 10 seconds in front of you. And I was like, no.
What else? I was going to say something else about SARS. Oh, did you see the lady with the mask on pouring out the Coronas? Pouring out the Corona beers? And her boyfriend's like filming her like, what in the fuck are you doing? And she's like, I'm not going to get sick. We're not going to have coronavirus in this house. And she's dumping out
that
Coronas.
That is the worst thing.
It's hurt their sales.
Yeah.
They actually came out on Twitter and said, listen, coronavirus has nothing to do with our beer.
Yeah, nothing. Yeah. It's horrible. They named it that.
It's the Dos Equis flu that you need to be worried about. That was their tweet.
Yeah.
I know. They said Corona was like, Mexican pee.
Yeah, I always heard that too.
Yeah.
Yeah, they peed in it. That was the joke. Right. The Mexican people peed in the Corona.
They're buying it.
That's right.
That's why you always want to put a lime in it, just to disinfect.
gives it different flavors. Yeah.
Your people wouldn't pee in our beer.
My people?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, that's your Spanish and Mexican people.
It's how we fly under the radar.
Yeah.
We're just getting you that way.
Oh, really? Yeah. Yeah. Enjoy the wall.
That's right.
Build a wall. Go ahead. Build it.
Now you're turning French.
My accents are out.
You're turning French.
It was a French man working at a Corona plant. I shall be in it.
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
You crack yourself up all
I do,
the
see?
Time.
And then I should have made those notes right on my phone for my stand-up right there. Yeah, I'm hilarious alone.
That's great.
So
you're traveling this weekend.
There you go.
So what are you going to do for Valentine's Day?
Yeah, what's the plan?
I don't know yet. I don't know yet. I'm going to find something to do in D.C.
Yeah, she's going to go with you?
Yeah, I'm going to eat some good food, and I'm going to... I want to do some shopping.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
Yeah. Get a nice hotel.
Yeah. Spontaneous, it sounds like.
I'm going to figure it out tonight.
Yeah.
Get online, find it, maybe a day spa.
Yeah. When I very first started being vegan, I started in D.C. And they had like a pizza place. Man, it's good.
Really?
Yeah.
Like interesting.
Pizza, yeah, like all kind of pizza. Couple different. Food is good, man.
How long have you been vegan?
Well, I'm not vegan right now. I will eat pork, chitlins.
How long were you vegan then?
For about 11 months.
Yeah. So,
but I try. It definitely changed, so I try to eat better, and I do. I eat better, but yeah, I had some Popeyes today.
Yeah. was you going vegan related to a girl you were dating?
No.
Okay, because sometimes that happens.
No.
And then when you're back off... she's gone.
Back off the girl. Actually, yeah, you're back on gone. The meat.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
That's happened to our son twice.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, so I'm just curious.
Yeah, but there was a lady that introduced me to it. She wasn't my girl, but she was actually fighting, like, mental issues.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah, that's what they say. Yeah, clean so eating
it,
is
yeah, so better. It was helping her for yep. that. But I didn't notice that until the mental issues came out. I was like, oh, what the hell I did?
You're crazy. Eat a carrot. Right.
For real, I was like, oh, Lord. She's like, yeah, they had me on all these pills, and then I just started eating healthy, and now I don't do none of the pills. I'm like, oh, should have did some of them pills.
Should have kept a couple yeah. of them.
Yeah, she was smiling, and I looked away. I looked back, and she was like, I was like, oh, man, what happened? You want a salad?
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Here's a salad.
Here's a beet.
It's okay, I promise. That's so great.
That's excellent. Well, because I brought some stuff because I wanted to talk about Valentine's Day. So while you're in D.C., I actually have a couple things that you could pick up if you wanted to do something special. This is from Good Housekeeping, which is Shana's favorite.
Oh, magazine. I do love Good Housekeeping.
And that's why I went there. They say the number one thing, the most romantic thing that you can get for your significant other this year is to name a star after them.
Oh, I do like that.
Really?
Well, I mean, it doesn't have to be for Valentine's Day.
I did that, actually. I actually did that. I got a
certificate. They also have, like, you can get, like, the astrological, the map of yeah. the sky of when
of the day you were met.
Born. Or met. Or born, or anything like that.
Well, since so. It's the couple significant.
But the girl has to be into astrology a and little like bit, stars I think. And yeah.
stuff, yeah.
To not yeah, feel like...
I don't know anybody with a telescope. Yeah. I had one friend. Is one of my first white friends. He was about 7. He had a telescope.
Uh-huh.
We never really looked at it. But that's your only friend. That's the only telescope I've seen.
All right.
In over 30 years.
Yeah. So don't get her a star.
Yeah.
She's not gonna want that.
No. You could get her like a diamond star to hang around her neck.
Ooh.
She'd probably like that. It'd be better. Yeah.
That was in there. A necklace with you know, like a pendant or something in there. I just
hit your tooth out.
What about the things I love about you journal? It's like you buy a journal and then you fill it out and give it to them. And so she has a year's worth of reading.
Huh.
Well, you can't start when...
See, you had to have started last year.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So this is for next year. That one's for next year. Yeah. Plus, I would not follow
through. And it would only get halfway.
So what if, like, 7 months, you guys break up?
Right.
Oh, anyway. You burn it. Or at the end of the year, you hand it to her, and it's got about 3 weeks worth of stuff in it. Last night, we had sex, and it was good. And that was the last entry.
Then we broke
funny.
Up.
You know what? I felt like all these gifts were really lame. Get her a blanket, wooden picture frame, a book that's 101 conversation starters for couples, which I thought if you need that book.
You're in trouble already.
Yeah, he might be in.
In trouble.
Just tell her you got her a star. And then cozy slippers.
I do like cozy slippers.
But these were good because you could put them in the microwave.
So
they go with the slippers?
Yeah, they warm up.
But you couldn't walk around the house in them. You could, because you don't want to put your dirty shoes in the microwave. That's gross. If you wear your slippers outside and then inside and put them in your microwave.
Yeah, that's true.
You got to just microwave them, go sit down and put them on.
Okay.
When you're freezing.
Monty, do you get a gift on Valentine's Day? Do you receive?
I mean, you know, honestly, this is like my favorite holiday.
So I was going to get to that. You are very sentimental on your Facebook. You talk about love a lot.
Well, my audience likes love.
Well, good. That's a good audience. So does ours.
Yeah.
He said, I'm sentimental. You calling me a punk?
No, I'm sentimental. I'm a wuss. I've cried twice since you've been here. But I just noticed that you do have a lot of love posts, and you talk about loving the one you love and getting tested with them. And you know what I mean? Doing all the stuff that matters. But I was reading that post.
That was yesterday.
Yeah, I read the comments in there, and it was very, very positive comments. You know what? A lot of people agreed with you.
I've been in a lot of relationships, and that's a good conversation. And I've always been like, yeah, I'm down in it, but we never do it.
Go and get tested.
Yeah.
For STDs.
Yeah, before you engage.
Interesting.
Yeah. There's the post. Read it, Shayna.
Oh, you know, the okay. Fuck sex. We can go get tested together. Heart this if you agree.
You got a lot of hearts.
Yeah.
350 to 51 That's good. To be specific. Yeah. And over 40 comments of people like 100%. Not like, huh. Except for one person did say they don't test well.
But, that's my guy, Marcus Boyer. He's funny.
But you know what? I think you can retest. I think you get a second chance.
You do always
get a do-over. He always comes with something off the wall.
But, you know, it's a
that's
great
good.
Point.
That's a thing.
And you know what, Shane and I don't think about it because we've been doing it together for 20 years. But you're young and you're still dating and you're not married. And so you are...
Yeah, you got to be safe. I've been pretty good, you know. I've been pretty good, pretty safe, and I get tested
once, twice a year nowadays. It's just smart. If you're going to be promiscuous.
And you can't trust.
And then once you do it, then it's like, now you don't even have to ask and romance her no more. You're like, hey.
It's right here. You want to see it?
Take the pants off now, bro. You see this? It's safe.
That's right.
She can't say nothing. Be like, "Hey, I went through all this. Come on,
get him off."
So.
Yeah, that's
get him
awesome.
Off. You know what? Next time, don't even come with those on.
Right. No, you don't see this test. Yeah, it's safe.
It says yes. This test says yes.
Right. This is my consent test.
Right. I love
that's awesome.
It.
Well, I think it's great. I liked that your page is full of love and pushing positivity. And encouraging people to, you know, treat her like it's Valentine's Day every day.
Absolutely.
You know, well, that's
this
a hot
is,
post.
This is Valentine's week.
It's love week.
Yeah, I'm going in.
Yeah, you got to hit it hard.
It's love week. That's what I do.
We challenged
all of our
listeners. See the one today?
The one up here?
Since we're on the topic.
Let's get on up here. Oh, I did see it, and it's great.
Yeah.
This one, if you still believe in love, heart this, and drop a picture of someone special. Yeah. I think someone did put a puppy in there, though. But that's they're special.
They're special.
Hey,
puppies are special.
Those
too.
Words were key.
Right.
Someone special. It could have been anybody. If I'd have said husband, I might not have got.
Anything,
that narrows it down.
Yeah.
That excludes people because everyone's allowed to love whoever they want nowadays. Especially it's more acceptable.
Yeah.
So be open about it and love the one you love.
That's right.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Well, that's what we're all about too, and that's what this podcast is about: is inclusion. And love and spreading the love and making sure people are happy. And
we've challenged our listeners this week to kind of pay it forward too, because it's love week. It's snowing so much. Do something nice for people.
Yeah.
Help people out, you know, shovel someone out, push someone out, help them out.
I heard about that on the news today. They were talking, there's an organization that are looking for people that can help in different areas of the city to shovel for the elderly. Because they can't get out and shovel, and they're getting the freaking fines.
Oh, that's horrible.
Because they can't beat the 24-hour thing, and they can't get people to...
Are they paying too?
Well, they can't pay them. They can't pay the fines. So they're just, you know what I mean, they're stacking up on them. These are probably a lot of people living in,
older houses.
Right. What's the word I'm looking for? Fixed incomes.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you can't pay the $500 fine, I think it is. So
I just started shoveling too.
I might get into that. I might try and do that. Get that list. Maybe challenge some people to visit, go with me, something like that.
Yeah.
I love shoveling. That's the thing. Yeah. Is I love pushing snow. It's a weird thing.
Wow.
I love it.
He loves to be out there. It's so weird. I don't know.
Just stand out there and you look back and you're like, yeah, I shoveled that. Let's shovel something else. Shovel something else.
Maybe it's because you shoveled always in the middle of the night.
Maybe so.
Because then no one's out there.
Your parents didn't let you go play in the snow.
No, ever.
Oh, no, ever.
Never.
Never around long enough.
I met some people when I was in the Air Force. I met some people. I was in Texas, and it snowed in Texas, which it never does. But we had people from everywhere. And so a couple people were from Hawaii. Never seen snow, anything like
that.
So when it snowed, they were outside, like, playing or, like, grown men, like, oh!
It's snow just the
angels
best.
And stuff. And we was just up there looking. I think my buddy, he was from, I don't know, North Carolina, I think, or something. And we just looking like, this is stupid.
You got yeah.
And they're doing, and they down there like, doing snow angles and stuff.
Well,
that's what Marlon tells you. You stupid.
Yeah, he does. Says that to me quite a bit. Yeah, well, I think I might do that. Go out there. So we just got a few more inches. It looks like it's tapered off now.
Oh, yeah.
The blizzard's gone. We're going to be okay.
It was just a 20-minute blizzard.
I think we're going to be okay, guys.
Mm-hmm. That happens here. 20-minute blizzard, 20-minute storm.
That is all I had. All
right.
We went through my whole list of preparations for today, and I had a good time.
Yeah, this was really great.
Yeah. You made me laugh.
Yeah. You made me laugh.
Yeah.
Which is good, because that's your job.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
And yours, so, too.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
This weekend, where will he be?
All right. This weekend, Monty will be at Temple Denver, which is 1136 Broadway. He's going to be hosting, well, they're calling it hashtag Sex in the City, but the artist, the headliner, is Yella Beezy.
Yella Beezy.
Yella
Beezy.
That's
on me, baby.
And we had a little toast taste of that song. And you can get those tickets either at the website at temple.com or at Eventbrite is also got tickets there available.
Or inbox me. Go ahead, follow me on Facebook.
Yeah, how do we follow
you? There you go.
MONIEJONEZY, and then just press follow, see first, and
see first. Mm-hmm. Always do see first.
Yeah. You're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
Yeah, I'm on everything. Monty Jonesy, MONIEJONEZY.
Just look you up. And then they can come and see your shows. They can see what you're planning.
Yeah, but I'm a big Facebook guy, so.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's the best place, probably.
Hit you up.
There. Yeah,
hit you're reachable.
Up. Yeah.
Okay, and I'll put a link to your Facebook in the description to this podcast.
Okay. Sweet.
As well as a link to Temple and for this event this weekend. So get out and come out and see Monty on Sunday.
Yeah.
Downtown Denver, 11th and Broadway, at the Temple.
At the Temple.
Not the Temple. I think it's just Temple.
Temple.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
Branding. Don't say
these names. The Temple, the church. I'm like, what's going on?
Temple
here,
Denver.
Man?
It's got kind of
it's
a
religious,
crazy logo.
It looks like a what's that? A Tesla?
I was gonna say that, but I didn't want to. But yeah, it does have that Tesla look to it. But it's templedenver.com, and I'll put a link to that on this page, and so you can go and check it out. It's gonna be awesome.
It's gonna be great.
All right. Is there anything else you want to plug?
No, man.
Well, I think we covered it.
I think that's it.
All right.
Silly Saturday's next Saturday at the Cash Box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll have to come check one out, and then maybe I'll put together 5 minutes.
Yeah. Hey.
I'll try it, because I really want to try it.
Yeah.
I really want
to
try it.
I think you should start somewhere else. I'm just saying. My crowd... They not, I don't want you to be discouraged. I want you to try somewhere else and then come. Because I have a lot of seasoned comics, and they don't, they struggle sometimes.
You got tough. Well, I appreciate you.
Yeah, because I don't want you to be like, no, this isn't for me. Like, it might be for you, just not there.
You set me up.
But you can. You can, but I'm just saying.
Okay, well, I'll get my 5 minutes down first, and then I'll maybe go somewhere else.
I'm setting you up to win.
A coffee house or something.
Right.
See if I get some
something.
Jokes. Oh, my gosh.
The temple is in, or the cash bar is in Aurora?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Six and Chambers. It's actually the longest running black clubbing in Denver.
That's what I was going to say. Colorado. You want to go to a white guy club.
Oh.
Yeah, starting out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Start out.
I mean, you got soul, though.
You're going to
have tattoos.
You're going to glow in that room.
Yeah, I am. I'm going to stand out.
So you better be prepared
to
encompass all of what that is.
Okay.
Yeah. Sticking out like the white thumb in the room.
There goes my comedian career. I think we've worked that out.
I talked that out before you started.
Yeah, we've worked out. I'll just stay right here behind this mic.
You're super funny.
Open mic. Yeah, I'll do it.
You'd probably be good, though. It's a weird thing, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
You'd be good. My guy, the guy last week, Mike Langworthy. He did real good. He did really, really good. He was just dirty.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm sure dirty works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was
totally.
He was.
Sean's pretty dirty.
But I also think you're going to do really well in a place sometimes, and you're going to be like, damn, that was a great set, great show, and then you go do it next time somewhere else, yeah, and it just...
Yeah.
And
yeah,
so it's probably different every show.
Yeah, it is. You get, you definitely,
your best jokes
adjust,
don't work always. They can't,
yeah, I
always.
I had one joke, it was like, boom, and it was hitting, and then it just kept going down. It's my cancer joke.
Oh, but those are usually funny.
Yeah, but it, I don't know what they just... So I'll be like... Today's a special day for me, man. 7 years ago today, I was a survivor of a cancer. And they're like, woo!
Woo-hoo, yeah.
Yeah. I'd be like, yeah, I'm never dating her again. You know what? She tried to take everything from me, man. I think. But
Gemini's,
it started
only
off funny. It started yeah off real funny. And then, like, now, like, I had somebody get up and walk out after that joke.
Wow.
They're like...
They were a cancer.
they poured out their, like, come on, their $7 drink and yeah left.
That's right.
I was like, but you know,
they that know was their sun. They were a cancer.
Maybe so.
Like, oh, they're mean. Don't talk about us this
yes
way.
Right.
No, you didn't.
Right.
Yeah, you don't. Just... You don't get the no, you didn't at the White Club.
No.
It was a mixed crowd.
Was
know
it?
It wasn't at my place. No.
Oh, no.
No, yeah. Like, you don't know my people died from that shit? We don't joke about that shit. Let's go.
Let's go.
I was like, okay.
I love it. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys, probably different every spot, man.
Yes,
that's
yes
the scary part.
Yeah.
As you go, gosh, every time you get,
but it's kind of the fun part.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Because I've never been a guy that like to like sit down and 9 to 5 and go to the same place every
right
day, 15-minute break, and then
yeah,
yeah,
I never,
yeah.
I I've been death a plumber, so I was always moving around different places. So it's yeah different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you don't get bored.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Awesome. Real
yeah
quick, you mentioned you were in the Air Force.
Yes.
Thank you for your service.
Well,
when did you serve?
From 2001 to 2008.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah.
You did 7 or did you do 8 years?
8 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Good for you.
Yeah.
Thank you again. Appreciate
yeah
that.
Yeah. It was experience.
Yeah.
We had a great guy yesterday on here. It was a Marine. And
okay.
He was wounded in battle, and then he just finished a transatlantic boat ride. He rode a boat with 3 other vets for 3,000 miles.
Wow.
Yeah, 50 days. It's crazy.
Wow. So.
Yeah, or a paddle boat, you know.
A rowboat.
A rowboat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's to like, stay alive or what?
No, it was a fundraiser.
Fundraiser.
It's for,
it was a race.
Oh.
Yeah. It was
oh
a race.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, it was yeah a
I think
race.
They did
it.
At
there
war
was a whole
they
bunch
did
of
it
people.
No, no, no. Okay. No, they did it in for an event to bring awareness. Yeah, pretty awesome. Okay. That was it. I just wanted to go down that little rabbit trail and
okay
acknowledge what you had said and thank you.
Yeah,
yeah.
And
absolutely
so that's it. Go
that's
see
good
Monty. Go check him out.
Yeah,
go to Facebook.
Absolutely. Follow yes, him. Yes. Follow him.
And I will put all the information on Facebook for you to follow. I think what I want to do, though, is I think I want to go out with a little of this right here. That's if I can
uh-oh
find it. Yeah.
Some rich gang.
No.
We're going to have to listen to more, though. Yeah, I'm just going to have to listen to more.
When I leave, you're going to be like, what the hell was that? Wait, play it again, babe.
Exactly.
All right. This is who's the headliner this weekend. This is Yella Beezy.
Flavors. I'm going to get to this bag, nigga. Keep it on the D-Lo. On the D-Lo. I swear I'm up in my bag. I'm up in my bag. Your ass, baby, he know. Baby, he know. That sack, I'll get to that sack. I'll get to that sack. I ain't talking that Marino.
All right.
You follow my dream.
Thanks, Monty.
He said he wasn't talking Dan Marino.
That's what
he
I heard you.
I don't know.
I wouldn't talk to him either. But you can understand it.
Yeah.
About that.
Yeah.
This is actually real good.
It is
I like
good.
It. I still do my finger guns and thumbs, man. That's just all I got.
So funny.
Thank you, Big Rich from Dreadnought 928. We got our shirts today. We'll be wearing them with pride.
Yes.
Say bye, everyone.
Goodbye. I hope you like what you just heard, because you've just been swallowed.
Make sure and listen to us on Podbean, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio, even YouTube and CastBox, or wherever you love to listen to your podcasts.
Give us a like, give us a love, give us 5 stars. Remember to share us with your friends, because it makes a difference.
Remember, follow the swallows.